Okay, we left off on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph with the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino mutar lahachnis k'michol b'shvayferes v'afilu b'shem b'rtzus aleka. We said that when it comes to two animals which are not kilayim, so you're allowed to put the animals together, even k'michol b'shvayferes, to literally put the zocher into the nekeva, and it's not a shayla of priests, which we mentioned Rashi brings from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that generally speaking a person is not supposed to look at animals that are mating. Here it's not a problem. My time of the Tatar, because he's being involved in his avoda and therefore he's not thinking about other things, he's not going to be affected by the heruim roim, by bad thoughts. So Gemar attacks us from the brisa we just saw before. Masav revach tavoy barami. The brisa says, which is brought at the end of Arvan Aleph, ilu nemr behemtachol asarbiya. If the pasuk would have just said behemtachol asarbiya, don't mix, cause the animals to mate. So without saying the word kilayim, I would have thought it's also to hold any animal, to hold any nekev. I would have thought that's also to hold any kilayim. The pasuk actually finishes off with the word kilayim, and that teaches me that what kilayim huda aser, min b'mino shari, and that teaches me that only kilayim is aser to do that. But min b'mino, you're allowed to hold down the nekeva to allow the zachar to come on to mate with the nekeva. So min b'mino is going to be shari. So the Gemara's v'daik. Well, min b'mino nami, and even min b'mino itself, which is allowed, achiza in hachnasalo. From this brisa, it's mash, but the only thing you're allowed to do is to hold the animal, but to actually be machnis, the zachar, into the nekev, that's going to be a problem. But the limud is, you would have thought even holding down the animal is a problem. Kamash v'lon, that holding down the nekev is okay. But only that's okay, not more than that. So you see, you're not allowed to actually put the zachar into the nekeva, and therefore it's a kasha on this din of Yehuda. The Gemara gives the same teretz said at the end of Amud Aleph from a different angle. The Gemara gives the same teretz over here. The Gemara says, no, my achiza achnasa. When the Braisa says achiza, holding down, it does, what does it really mean? It means more than that. It means actually being machnis the zachar into the nekeva. Ahai v'maykari le'achiza. So why does the Braisa use the term achiza if it's really more than that? The Gemara answers lishna ma'alia. It's a lishna, it's a more refined way of speaking. It's a nicer language to use. Instead of being explicit and talking about achnasa, the Braisa uses the words of achiza, but really it's referring to achnas as well. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Vashi, ha milsa bo aminai debei Rav Nechemi Reish Kalusa. This question was asked of me from in the academy in the Beis Medrash of Rav Nechemi Reish Kalusa. They asked me the following question: Ma'u lahachnis min umino v'she'ena min ladir. What if you put different animals into the pen, some are min b'mino, and then you also have min she'en min b'mino. So you're putting, let's say, three animals into the pen. One is, two of them are min b'mino, and the third one is a she'en amino. So when we said in Amud Aleph, there's already a gzeira not to allow the animals to be together, even if you're not doing the ikar adin, which is asa. We just mentioned that according to Shmuel, the only isser of a kilayim is kilayim at shiyachis k'mechol b'shuferes. But we saw that shalok halacha, shalok delav kilchasa, he didn't allow to be machnis min v'she'en min l'dir. So now the shayla is, what if you put a min and another min, and the third one is v'she'en amino? So do we say, do we say, listen, since the animal has another animal, which is mino, right? So you have a zacha, let's say, with a nekeva, that's minoi, so it could go after the nekeva, so it'll do that. Or maybe even so, it's also, since it also has the option to go with the she'en amino, it's going to be a problem. So this is the question, says Rav Ashi, that I was asked. Upashti lehul yisura, and I passed for them that it's also the lo kilchas again shelo kalacha. Meaning I went above and beyond. I was extra machmir for them. Bekar adin was muta, but I was machmir. Why? Mishum pritzusa da'avdi, because of the pritzus of the avodin. Now we're talking here about the Reish Kalusa. So he says that he felt that by this person, by Nechemi Reish Kalusa, in his house there were avodim that were known to be prutzim, and they would take things a little bit too far. And if he was matem to put it into the pen, put them in together, he was afraid that maybe they're going to come to do actual mating together. So therefore, he had to ask for them completely from getting anything anywhere close to the isser of kilai. Okay. So that's the end of that Gemara. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah over here, Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Haya oise biyadov, aval lo biraglav. Biraglav aval lo biyadov, afilu bikseifo hareza oichel. So what if you have a poyel who was working with his hands, but not with his legs? with fakir, the vice versa, he's using with his legs, not with his, with his hands. Otherwise, he's not doing work with his full body. According to the Tanakhama, even if he's only using seifel, he's barely using, he's not using his hands or his feet. He's only using his shoulder to carry something. According to the Tanakhama, that's good enough. We'll see the Gemara will explain why that's true. Yosef Rehuda says, no, the only time he's entitled to eat, the only time, again, according to the Tanakhama, it's enough for him to eat, to be entitled to eat, if he's doing any type of work. According to Yosef Rehuda, the only time the poil is entitled to be fed while he's working is if he's using his yodaim and raklaim, he's using his hands and his feet. Okay, so Rashi just points out, afilu b'kseifa, the ain't amazes the other brother. He's not even moving his hands or his legs. It's still going to be okay. So, practically, one of my time, what's pshat in Tanakama that you don't have to be using anything, even just your shoulders, any type of move, any type of usage of the body is enough. He suffered a karmeyacha, but kol my David says very posh. The pasuk says when you come into the karmeyacha, it doesn't specify using your hands, using your feet. The pasuk says you're coming in. So once you're coming in, anything that you're doing is enough to entitle you to eat. So, more my time to Yosef Rehuda. What's pshat with him? We already have a pasuk like the Tanakhama. So, where is Yosef Rehuda to get the fact that you have to use your dime and raklaim? The Gemara answers kishur, because like we've learned earlier, the Gemara was earlier, right, that the dinin of the poel eating is patterned after the din of daish that we find by the shore. So the Gemara says kishur, just like by a shore, the din applies. We have to apply the same dinim to a poel. What does that mean? Mashur achiyasa biyadav raglov. Just like a shore, when he works, that's how a shore works. A shore works with its hands and its legs, four legs and the regular legs. So the same thing is true, that the poel has to be using his entire body, he's using a diamond or a glime, in order to be entitled to the food. By Rav Huna asks a question which clarifies a little bit more this din. Dosh ba'avsin v'tarnagol. Let's say a person is using a different type of animal for disha. Normally, what do we talk about? Disha is normally a shore. Right? Let's say, what happens if you have chickens or geese that you're going to be using for the disha? So the Gemara wants to know, in that case, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda, Mao, what's the din? Would Rabbi Yosef Rehuda agree that if they're doing the disha, they're entitled to eat? Do we say, b'chol kocho b'inan, that the aside of using the hands and the feet is that the animal has to get his whole body involved? He has to be using all of his strength, more specifically. He's using all of his koyach that he has, that normally happens when he uses his both his legs and his arms. So it is the pshat b'chol kocha b'inan va'ika. So for a chicken, so that's all of its kach. That's how a chicken works. A chicken doesn't have four legs and hind legs. Those talks about the fact that he's not using, the chicken's not using its wings. Right? The mele b'doshim, there are glains, it does a blow b'kanfeim, that they're not using their wings, they n'chol n'adish b'kanfeim, because they taka can't. So what a chicken is doing everything it could. So do we say that it's really the yesoid of using the diamond or a glain is really just that the animal should be using all of its power? And in this case, the animal is doing that. Odilma biyad v'raglav, you know, there may be really needed to be technically the hands and the legs. V'halek, and by a chicken, you don't have that because the chicken doesn't have that ability. So the Gemara answers take it with takanat shor. So we don't have a clarification in terms of halacha, but at least we understand the different ways of looking at the aside here of the adayim raglayim. Is it technically the adayim raglayim, which does not exist by a chicken, or is it about the koch? But either way, according to Rosh Yehuda, a person who is not using his adayim raglayim, he's for sure not going to be entitled to it. Amar Nachman and Rav Ravua, Paulim Achlo Hilchu Shesive Erev. The Paulim, until they go like a crisscross. Shesive Erev is also, we use that time of terms by the garment. The length of the garment is the shasi, and the width is the erev. So here, until a person goes, if he's working in a field, until he goes, let's say north, south, and then east, west, the gas that makes two trips, two different directions, the gas in the vineyards. Let's say we have a person working in a vineyard. Until he does that, that is from the time he starts working until he gets to that crisscross shasi ve'erev. So oichlin anavim. He's allowed to already eat anavim, but he can't drink the wine yet. From the time that he already goes shasiva erev, he goes in both directions, then he's allowed to not only eat the grapes but drink the wine. And Rashi explains that they used to throw the anavim on the floor of the wine press, and people would step on them, even today. It's already have people step the good wines, I think they step on the grapes. And that's how they squeeze out the wine. So until they go shesiva erev, so you can't. Rashi says in melachta nikeres b'yayin, you don't notice in the wine what they've done. All you notice is the anavim. You clearly see there's anavim on the ground. They're stepping on the anavim, but you don't really appreciate what's going on with the wine. You can't really, get, I guess, they didn't get enough wine out yet, and therefore they're not allowed to drink from the wine. Because it's not cold that they're working yet with the wine, with the grapes. As soon as they start working, they're cold working with the grapes, and therefore says Rashi, what's the asoid? Since you can't, it's not nikar, it's not recognizable in the yain that they've done anything yet. So therefore, they're not allowed to drink from the wine. Why? The havelei oisa b'min ze va'ochla b'min acher. Calls ma that they're not working with the wine yet, or it's in this case they're not noticeable that they're working with the wine. So it's viewed as a situation where they're working only with grapes, not with wine. If they're working with the grapes and not with wine, so then that has the status of working with minze and being oichal b'min acher, which we know is not allowed. And therefore, only once the wine is now oozing out to the point where people it's noticeable, so then it's called that they're working with the wine and they can eat from the wine. Okay, that was the short Mishnah and Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Vayter hayoyse b'te'enim layochla ba'anovim. Okay, this is the din that we just mentioned here, the end of the last Gemara. Okay, the Mishnah is now telling us straight up that a person, if he's working with te'enim, he's not allowed to eat anovim. In other words, you have to be working the same min. Ba'anovim layochla b'te'enim. If he's vice versa also, if he's working with anovim, can't eat from te'enim. Avo mneas atmach megiya lamokom yafoyis v'oichel. A person can hold himself back from eating. If we're talking about within one min, he's allowed to hold himself back and not eat until he gets to the good ones. He knows there's inferior quality and there's more superior quality later on. He can wait till he gets to those, and he'll eat when he gets to that point. And Rashi says he'll eat everything. In other words, that'll eat, let's say, a certain percentage from the lesser quality, and then more, and then a certain percentage from the higher quality. He's going to eat all from the higher quality, and that's okay. So, however, the Mishnah says, "V'kula no amru el b'shas melacha," but that's only true b'shas melacha. And Rashi explains that the chiddush here of the Mishnah is that he's b'shas melacha, that he can't say, "Listen, I held myself back. I really was going to eat a certain percentage of the time. It would have taken up time when I was eating, and I decided not to eat for the first, couple hours till I got to the good stuff. So now let me sit down and relax and eat a little bit, because ad kan lo batalti. I wasn't mevatel melacha until now." So now I'll take a little break. Halacha is that no, you have to eat while you're working. So you can't say, well, I saved up my time, my vacation days, I'm going to do it now. It doesn't go like that. So he can hold himself back, but when he eats, he's only allowed to eat in the normal way where he's working. The Mishnah then continues that even though that's really Mikra Adin, that the Polim only eat while they're working, Aval Mishum Hashav Aveda Labailim, but in order to literally to do Hashavas Aveda Labailim, in other words, in order to help the Bailim that they don't lose out money, so Amru, so Chazal or Misakein, right, even though it's against the Mikra Adin, the Torah is only Mechayiv, and only allows them to be eating while they're working. But the Rabbanim could do it, they can make a takano, Adin and Mamnas, they could do that, right? And they could say that the Polim are Ochlen Ba'ali Chasan, Me'uman Le'uman. So Chazal or Mesakin, that the Polim can eat while they're going from one road to the other, even though technically speaking, Pashup Shab, I'm going to say right now, technically speaking, they're not working, and therefore you would think that it's they're not allowed to eat, but Chazal or Misakin that they should do that. In this way, it will help the Bailam, as Rashi explains. It's good for the Balabais because it's going to save time. Let them eat on their way in between. In this way, it'll save time. They're not going to eat as much when they're actually working in the row. So back to the Mishnah. So the Chazal said, they can eat while they're going from one row to the other, and when they're going back, minagas. When they're coming back from the gas, also again, when they're not actually pashapshat doing malacha, they're not working, but they're not doing avoida, but they're allowed to eat. Uva chamor keshi porakas. The last line of the mission is a chamor can eat when it is being unloaded. We'll let the Siddhi Gemara will discuss what that means. Now she says we're going with fire shlam, which again always means that we shouldn't understand it right now. We'll have to wait for the Gemara. So let's have the Gemara like this. The Gemara presents a question. Yibaylu oisa begefen ze mao shiyochal begefen acher. So the Mishnah clearly told us that if you're working with te'enim, you can't eat from a different min, you can't eat from another. The Gemara now wants to know, let's say you're all talking, everything here is talking about another. But we want to know, if you're working on one gefen, you're working by one vine, can you say, you know what, I'm working in this vine, I'm going to eat from a different vine. Right, in the end of the day, it's all grapes. But I want to know, if I'm working on one vine of grapes, can I eat from a different one? So the Gemara says, what are the tzadei asafek? So the Gemara like this. Mimin she'ata noisin lekelev shel ba'al habayis binyan. Is it that we need the same type of food? V'ha'ikon. You have the same type of food. It's the same grapes. Odilma mima she'ata noisin lekelev shel ba'al habayis binyan. V'ha'leka. Or is it from what you're actually working with, not just the same type, but from the actual food that you're working with, and that you don't have over here because of a different vine? The Gemara continues in its question. V'imtim tzileim rosa v'gefen zeh le'echol v'gefen acher. And if you're going to taina, wait a second, how could we have a tzad to say that if you're eating on one grape and you can't eat from another one, if that's true, you'll have a kasha shor b'mechubra hechi achol. How could a shor ever eat when it's mechubra l'karka? Because a shor when it's mechubra l'karka, by definition, it's not going to be eating from what it's working with. Rashi learns that the case is that the shor, you attach the wagon to the back of the shor, and the workers are picking off the grapes. So the shor already passed, right? And the workers are picking up the grapes afterwards, and they're giving, and they're putting it into the basket, and putting it into the wagon that the shor has. So by definition, it's not working. Tosfos argues that division. Tosfos says that's already called talush, and Tosfos says that we're talking about that he's actually doing disha on things which are attached to the ground. But either way, a shor, when it's working, is not able to eat from pashupsha, and in a normal case, is not able to eat from what he's working with. So it's a raya l'chor, that should be a raya that it's not about ma, but it's rather min. Because if it's about ma, how do you ever allow a shor? We already learned earlier that a shor is allowed to eat b'machover as well. Gemara says, no, that's not a rayak. Amar Rav Shisha b'rei d'vido b'sharcho. Some girsos have b'shatcho. We're talking about a very long vine that it can go from all the way from the back of the wagon to the front and let the shor eat from it. So it's not sure. Really, you could have a case. So don't shlug up this tzad based on the fact that we know that shor eats b'machover, because it could be that shor eats b'machover, but only in this situation where it's actually eating mima from the actual food that it's working with, but in case we have a long vine. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. These are the two stuff. Right, which that was just the case of shor was a kasha on the suffix of the Gemara. So now the Gemara resolved that, and we're back to the suffix. We're back to the two stuff. So the Gemara says, let's bring right from our Mishnah. I also bit te'enim l'erichol ba'anavim. The Mishnah says, if you're working with te'enim, you can't eat with anavim. Ha te'enim et te'enim, dum yit te'enim ba'anavim l'erichol. The clear inference is that if you have te'enim and te'enim, which are similar to a case of te'enim and anovim, meaning it's in a case where you're not working with one at the same time as the other one, right? So in other words, you can't go from te'enim to anovim. Implication is that you could go from te'enim to te'enim, even though the other te'enim are in a different row. So says the Gemara, V'yamis oisav v'gefen zeh ein oichal v'gefen achar. If you're going to tell me that when you're working on one vine, you can't eat from a different one. Heichem ishkachas. How do you have a case of where you're working with one te'ena eating from a different te'ena? How does that case ever get off the ground? And that's what Rashi says. Just dumi te'enim v'avanovim sha'osav te'ena zuv oichal v'chavraser. Right? You're working on one eating from a different one. So how do you ever have that if you hold that oisav v'gefen zeh ein oichal v'gefen achar? Whereas that's also not fair. Amrav Shisha b'rei d'ravidi b'mudlis. We're talking about a case where you have like two literally mudlis is that it's hanging over. That you have two vines that are intertwined, and you're working on one of them, and you're separate. You're only taking off, let's say, from one vine. So you lift up the other vine and you untangle it, or you just separate it. And you're taking the food off one vine. So there, even though you're only working on one vine, right? So the halacha is, you would be able to eat from the other one that's next to it. And Rashi says, Amar Rav Shish Rav Veda, La'olam tarvaya be'inan, really need both, mimin and umima. I've had this aklamisli te'enim ba'anovim, so we had a diag, why talk te'enim ba'anovim, when we're daik, ha te'enim v'te'enim oichel, what's the case? B'te'ena hamudlis ala gefen, we're talking about a te'ena that is lying on the gefen, o gefen mudlis al te'ena, v'ashmunin hayo'osa v'min zeh, so in this case, if you're working on the Tainer, you can't eat from the Anovim. Here you're actually being involved with both of them. Because you have to separate the Tainer from the Anovim. If you're actually talking about two different Tainer, so even though you're only working on one of them, officially you're only looking for one, but you have to be involved in both of them, there the din is, Ein sarach lahavkin me'ezim en yochal, the mimin sha'at ha'noisein, mimah sha'at ha'noisein, hu debishteim wa'asek. Since at the end of the day, you're involved with both of them, there you don't have to discern. So again, the Gemara is doing Madcha the Raya. The Mishnah says that when you're working with the Ein, you don't can't eat from Anavim. Implication is that when they're both Ein, you could eat with it, even though you're only working on one of them. And Gemara says, no, they're really talking about a case where you're working on both of them. You could have a case where you're working on a Te'ena and Anavim. In that case, you can't eat from, if you're primarily talking about the Te'enim, the fact that the Anavim are mixed in, and you're separate, that you can't eat from the Anavim. But if you had a similar case of Te'enim and Te'enim, where an oven in an oven, where you're working primarily on one vine and the other one is just mixed in, but you need to be involved with it to remove one vine from the other, that's called enough of an involvement to allow you to eat as long as it's one min. Because there, again, you have both qualifications. You have min and ma. As opposed to when it's te'ena and anovim, so there you have ma, because you're dealing with the te'enim and the anovim, you just don't have the min. Okay. So that's how he's matka that raya as well. Gemara continues with another raya from the Mishnah. Tashma avamuneas atzmo ad shemegiyah lamakom hayafos. So the Mishnah says that the worker can hold off from eating until he gets to the makom hayafos va'oichel, and then he gets to the makom hayafos and he'll eat over there. V'yamis oisav v'gefen zel oichel v'gefen acher. And if you're going to say that when you're eating on, if you're working on one vine, you're allowed to eat from another one. So nezel v'nesei v'nechal. Let him go to the other vine, which has the better stuff. Let him go there, v'nesei. Let him bring from there, v'nechal, and he'll eat it over here. What does he have to starve himself until for the next 3 hours till he gets to the next vine? Let him walk over to the other vine, take the good stuff, and come back here, because there's no problem to go from one vine to the other. The Gemara says, Hasam mishum bitul malacha lokum v'vayvan. Over there, it's a question of bitul malacha, that he's going to stop his work to go over to the good vines. That's for sure a question of bitul malacha. That we never had a question about. We never had a suffix about that. That's for sure, Asr, because you can't be about the malacha. Very nice, you want to eat. No problem to add some of you eating from a different min, from a different vine, but it's not going to allow you to be about the malacha. So that you can't bring a right from that case, because that's pashut. The Mishnah doesn't allow you to do that because of the problem with the malacha, a separate issue. When do we have our question? We're talking about a case where it's ishta ubanav. So our Mishnah was talking about a case where there's no ishta ubanav, and you can't walk over to the other vine because that's bitul malacha. The question the Gemara is presenting is in a situation where there wouldn't be bitul malacha. You have ishta ubanav who are there with you, and they're not working. My, wanna know what's it in? Could they go over and take from a different vine for you? So Toshma says the Gemara will invite to bring a ride from our Mishnah of a kulam lo amr el bishas malacha. We said in the Mishnah that the din is that you're only allowed to eat b'shas malach. But since we want to help out the bailim, literally do a shavas aveda, so amru parlim oichlam alichas and rumalum and vachazras minagas. So we said the parlim are allowed to eat in the in between stages when they're walking from the gas or they're walking between the roofs. So I kept saying in the Mishnah that pashab shat, the issue over there is that you're not working. But now the Gemara is going to say let's examine exactly this case. Savrua mahalch ke'oisa meisadami. So the first svar of the Gemara is that no, not like we said before, not that when you're going between the vines, you're not cold working. You are cold working. So the original assumption in the Gemara is savrua. The Gemara thought to say that when you're going from one vine to the other vine, that's called a maisa. I'm in the middle of working. So how do you work? You have to work on this vine and you walk to the other vine. That's called a maisa. So if the Mishnah is telling you that even though that's called a maisa, even though you're doing a maisa of avoda for the owner, still the only reason you're allowed to eat is because the din of a shavas aveda, which means mi'ikar adin from the din deraisa, you're not allowed to eat. Why not? Alma oisa begefen ze ein ochel begefen acher. So it must be why you're not allowed to eat mideraisa, because what are you doing? You're being oisa begefen ze ochel begefen acher. Right, if you finished one vine, one row, and then you're eating from it when you're going to the next row, so you're not in that min anymore. And therefore, that would be a raya that you're not allowed to eat. So then we would understand that it's really midrash you're not allowed to eat because it's not, you're being Isaac in a different gefen, and midrabbanan they allowed you to eat too because it's good for the bad. So that was the Gemara's original assumption. Gemara says no. Really, if you're working on one geffen, you can eat from a different geffen. Aye, so why over here do we say that it's only midirabbanan? And the reason you can't eat it midiraisa is because mahalach is not called oisa maisa. When you're walking between one road to the other, that's not called in Oysa Maisa, like that's when we Pashup Shah explained in the Mishnah. And since you're not being Oysa Maisa, therefore you're not allowed to eat Midaraisa. Yikidami, a different version, flips it around. Savru Mahalak Lav Goes to Maisa Dami. The original assumption is that really Mahalak is not Ki Oysa Maisa Dami. Vahainu time with Midaraisa Lochel. And that's why Midaraisa you can't eat, because of the fact that you're not doing a Maisa. Mishum delav ka'osa ma'isa dami. That's what Gemara says, because you're not doing a ma'isa. Right? Implication being, inference being, ha'osa ma'isa achal mideraisa. But if you would be doing a ma'isa, you would be allowed to eat mideraisa, even though it's not from the same gefen. Al ma'osa begefen ze, oichal begefen ach. And that would be a raya, that if you're oisa begefen ze, you can be oichal begefen acher. So the Gemara says, lo, the element of lacha, so the Gemara flips it around, right? Right here the Gemara starts from the opposite angle, and now, in being matched, it goes back to this one to say, really, you could be matched and say that when you're oisa begefen ze, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat begefen achar. U'mahalach goes a ma'isa dami, and a mahalach is goes a ma'isa dami. So since you're really doing a ma'isa, the only reason you're not going to be eating midaraisa must be because oisa begefen ze, eino ochel begefen achar. And I'll finish off the last few lines over here, finishing up the Mishnah. This last line of the Mishnah, which we explained, we mentioned it was difficult. We had to wait for the Gemara. So here's the Gemara: v'chamor keshi peirakas. So we said a chamor is allowed to eat when you're unloading the chamor. So in fact, the Gemara keshi peirakas meichan achla. Right, when you're unloading the animal, where is it going to be eating from? Rashi explains kol masa porkin bevas achas v'holchin. Right, the way you unload an animal is you just take the whole load off at one second, at one time. So when exactly is the animal eating? The Gemara says it doesn't mean bedafka at the time of parakas, but ema say means like this: achetehe parakas. The animal is allowed to eat until the time when you're unloading the animal. And that's what it says: balichasa ochelas mimasu shalgabu. While it's walking, it's allowed to eat from that which is on its back until the time that you take it off. Tanina laha the tanraban. We support this concept, this din of the Mishnah, which is really this explanation of the Mishnah, is going to be supported, or is going to really support the following Braisa. The Braisa echoes this idea. The Tanur Rabbanan Chamor veGamal Oichlin miMasu Shal Gabayan. The Chamor and the Gamal are allowed to eat from the Masu Shal Gabayim, and that's like we just explained, like the Gemara just explained, that the Pshat is the coals mount that they're walking, they're allowed to eat from it. And the Braisa just adds in another part at the end. As long as the owner is not going to take from his hand into the, he's not going to take with his hand from the packages, from the load on the animal's back, and feed the animal. And there the pshat is that the animal's going to eat more. So the animal's allowed to take on its own, but you can't directly feed the animal, because that's going to cause the animal to eat more. Shkoyach.